and good morning. We have a special guest with us this morning, Keith Dane, who's a senior advisory for the Equine Protection for the Humane Society of the United States. Good morning, Keith.
Good morning, Norman. How are you today?
Doing great. It's good to have you this morning. Tell us, what is horse soaring?
Well, Norman, horse soaring is the intentional infliction of pain to the lower limbs, the hooves and the legs of Tennessee walking horses and other related breeds like the racking horse and the spotted saddle horse. And this is done only for one purpose, and that's to make the horse step higher so that it has a fancy gait in the show ring, and this is the gait that wins prizes in the competitions for these breeds. Soaring is done by, as I said, intentionally inflicting pain through the use of caustic chemicals like mustard oil and diesel fuel and kerosene, which are applied to the legs of the horse, and then they're wrapped with cellophane, like saran wrap, and that drives those chemicals into the tissue, and it further exacerbates the pain. Then when these horses are ridden, they put chains, heavy chains around the ankles or the pasterns of the horse where the chemicals have been applied, and those chains bang against that inflamed tissue. That further exacerbates the pain and causes the horse so much pain that they want to get away from it, so they try to step away and step higher from it, and that creates this artificial, exaggerated gait that's known as the big lick, which is what wins ribbons in the show circuits for these horses.
Wasn't that outlawed by Congress at one time?
Yes. In 1970, Congress passed the Horse Protection Act to hopefully eliminate this. Unfortunately, the people in the industry who are doing this have found loopholes in the act, found ways to get around it and evade detection and avoid prosecution, and so it's been allowed to continue for literally the last 46 years since the act was passed.
How is soaring detected?
The inspectors from the U.S. Department of Agriculture that are trained to go to shows and look for soaring typically will pick up the horse's leg, and the inspections are conducted prior to the show. They'll pick up the horse's leg, and they'll start to feel the areas where horses are typically soared around the lower limb of the horse to see if the horse reacts in pain. The problems are, number one, USDA only has enough money to send inspectors to about 10% of the horse shows around the country. So the other 90% of the shows are inspected by industry inspectors known as designated qualified persons, or DQPs. Unfortunately, many of those individuals are involved in the industry themselves, so they're friends or buddies with the violators, the people that are doing this to the horses, and they quite often turn a blind eye to violations and horses that are in pain when the USDA inspectors aren't there. The other problem is that one of the loopholes that I mentioned that violators have found is that if they apply a topical or injectable numbing agent like lidocaine or benzocaine to that inflamed area, it'll temporarily numb the horse's leg long enough to pass the horse through inspection. If it can't feel the pain, it doesn't react. The inspector passes the horse, and then 10 or 15 minutes later, that chain is applied to the pastern. It starts hitting against the pastern or the ankle of the horse, and it wakes that tissue up, and they start to feel the pain again. So there are many loopholes, as I said, that people have found to get through. Quite often when the USDA inspectors show up unannounced, people who have been doing this to these horses pack up their horses and leave and avoid detection.
What is the Humane Society doing to end soaring?
Well, we have been at the Humane Society of the United States conducting undercover investigations to prove that this horrible practice is going on in the training barn and that it's being done at the highest levels of competition. Top winning training stables have been proven to have soared their horses in order to get them to be competitive. We've been working with Congress to try to get a federal bill that would amend the Horse Protection Act and close those loopholes. The bill is known as the PAST Act, or Prevent All Soaring Tactics Act. We've got huge support for this bill throughout the horse industry, and a bipartisan majority of the members of Congress have co-sponsored the bill, which means they would vote for it if it came to a vote. Unfortunately, there have been some powerful political people in Congress that have blocked the implementation or the passage of this bill. It hasn't gotten to a vote. So in the meantime, we're working with the USDA, the Department of Agriculture, to get it to put forth new regulations under the existing law to tighten up some of the loopholes. And so they proposed a rule back in July that is pending right now. There's a comment period, a public comment period that ends next Wednesday, the 26th. And people can write in and comment in support of this rule. The Humane Society strongly supports it, and we're encouraging your listeners to please sign on to the website. It's humanesociety.org/HPARULE, that's HPA rule, to comment in favor of this rule. It's the one thing that USDA can do more than anything else to close the loopholes and end this suffering of horses once and for all.
Is there anything else an individual can do to help the horses?
Definitely. You can call your members of Congress, your one representative and two U.S. senators, and ask them to support the PAST Act, to co-sponsor the PAST Act, and also to send their support to USDA for the rule that USDA has proposed. Both of these things will do similar functions, but we need to get the rule implemented soon, and then as soon as possible after that, whether it's this Congress or the next Congress, we need to get the federal law amended through the PAST Act. So contacting USDA via that USDA website, I'm sorry, the Humane Society website, and then contact your member of Congress, let them know you want them to support the PAST Act.
Is there anywhere where people can find out more information?
Absolutely. They can go to the humanesociety.org website and put in a search for Soaring, S-O-R-I-N-G, or Tennessee Walking Horse. Both of those keywords will provide you with a wealth of information on this issue.
Well, Keith, thank you for being our guest, and I hope you'll keep us informed on the passage, and hopefully the bill will pass.
We really appreciate your having us on, and we'll keep you informed for sure, and we thank you and your listeners.
That's Keith Thane, who's the senior advisor of the Equine Protection for the Humane Society of the United States.